second time, and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, you betcha. Two of the nicest people I've ever met down on Main Street. I have to do this down first, though. Hang on. Main Street.
Let's go fly a
kite. Let's go fly a kite, guys. Lynn Nagin, Caleb Burko from Mack Kite. How you guys doing this morning?
Morning.
Right on that microphone. I need you right up there. There you go.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Kite Fest is this weekend. I've never been. You guys were shocked.
We are.
Tell me about Kite Fest.
Oh, my goodness. Kite Fest is just absolutely spectacularly wonderful. I remember going when I was a kid. And, of course, when you're a kid, you just think everything is bigger than it is.
Right? Yeah.
I just remember these huge kites being up on the beach. And my grandparents live about halfway up the hill, and so we'd park there and walk down, and you could see the kites, and then they'd disappear for a second, and they'd go behind a tree, and then you'd come back down to harbor, and they just all of a sudden they'd reappear, and you'd be all of a sudden upon it.
So, I love it.
Tons of fun. Huge, giant kites as large as a bus.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Performances, stunt kite performances that will just blow your socks off.
Really? When does this all start on Saturday?
Saturday at 10.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
10. And everything, of course, is weather permitting.
But well, yeah.
All day Saturday, 11 to 5 on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That brings a lot of people to town.
And a lot of joy, right? There's nothing that lifts your spirits quite like a kite.
Isn't that the truth? The phrase, go fly a kite, an informal way of telling somebody to go away or leave me alone or, you know, go get lost. But that came from the 1940s, I guess. I Googled that today.
Nice.
But when you say go fly a kite, you mean it in a nice way now.
We mean it in a nice way.
What can you tell me about kites, guys? Because, there's all kinds of kites.
Absolutely. So this is really a show. It's people bring their kites. We have professional, huge kite flyers, right? That's what they do. They fly these huge kites.
Wow.
We have a demonstration field where the teams will perform to music in a ballet style together.
No.
And then we have the south field where all of the independent flyers come and they put up the most fun display of every style and kind of kite you can imagine.
I love this. And this all takes place at the state park.
At the state park.
Wonderful. And it just goes on all day?
All day.
And the people that are like flying the kites, are they willing to talk to people if you have questions and things like that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Kite flyers are such friendly people.
Are they really friendly people?
They are.
And you sell kites at Mack Kite, obviously.
We do.
What kind do you sell?
All kinds.
Yeah.
You won't find things like the giant school bus sized kites at our store.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find things for families of all kinds of sizes. You'll find easy flyers for kids that are a nice delta triangle shape that go up in Pretty Little Wind and stay up in Pretty Little Wind and look really fun.
Oh, this is too fun. I have to text my daughter that she's got to come down. I'm going to be down here on Saturday, so I will be here doing some work, and I'll be able to see what's happening down at the state park. How fun. How are things going for you at the store?
Great.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really having the season is starting to kick off in a big way.
Is it?
And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. And in this summer, I know, and Caleb is spoken to this, you know, there are people that come here and they summer here. And so you start to see families coming back year after year, buying their special things at Mack Kite. That's really cool.
It is. We have generational shoppers.
I bet.
People who came in as children, either came to the Kite Fest or came to the store as kids and now bring in their own children.
I love that. I love the store. Everybody's so, as soon as you walk in, everyone's just really friendly and more than happy to help. How important is, you know, Grand Haven Main Street, the DDA, to what you guys do at Mack Kite?
Hugely important.
Yeah.
That community of people is just, you don't get it anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
To have a community of like-minded peers, right? I mean, I'm not a business owner. I happen to get to work for an awesome one.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I can imagine if you're a business owner at an independent store, you don't necessarily have a lot of peers.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't necessarily very many opportunities to get to work with those people. Even me being the store manager, I don't necessarily get to see or talk to other store managers.
Right.
Or even business owners a lot.
Yeah.
So to get together, to work together, and just to have an opportunity to do life together
mm-hmm.
is huge.
Are you going to do anything special this summer? Any special things happening this summer?
Probably.
Yeah. You just don't want to tell
there's always something crazy brewing between us.
There is, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's just always something going on.
There is.
I'll
and
tell
Jeep
you.
Fest this weekend.
I know. I'm telling you. It's going to be off the hook this weekend.
It is.
It really, really is.
Well worth coming down.
Well, that's a fact. That's a fact. I can't wait to bring the grandkids in the store either. I just have to budget myself because I know there's going to be, oh, Gigi, we like that and that and that. And you do have the best stuff and the coolest things. And I have not flown a kite in probably 40-something years. Act 45, 50 years since I've been, yeah, it's been a long time. Maybe I'll do it this weekend.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
And you would recall what a joy it is to fly a kite.
It is, isn't it?
It really
just sort of makes you feel free to be you and me. That was a very 70s saying. Remember that 70s saying?
Oh, yeah.
Free to be you and me.
All
right, well, we're going to go fly a kite this weekend with Matt Kite. It's going to be off the hook. I'm so excited, and thank you for being here so early in the morning. We appreciate it. What time do you guys open today?
10.
Okay. And then you're open on Saturday. You're open on Sundays too, right?
Yeah. Saturday actually starts our summer hours. So starting on Saturday, we're going to go 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day through Labor Day.
Sweet. I love it. Good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Caleb Burko and Lynn Nagin from Mac Kite. We're so happy to have you here. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie. Truth is not kind, and you've said neither am I. And the air outside so soft, saying everything. I know the air outside so soft, confessing.